The National Institute of Food and Agriculture, and bees. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Bee populations in North America have been in decline since the 1940s. This is of great concern to the agriculture industry because about 75% of specialty crops depend on the services of pollinators, of which bees are the most economically important. In the United States, honeybees and native bees are the most economically important species, contributing approximately $15 billion in crop value. USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture invests in research to investigate the reasons for the declining populations, promote pollinator health, reduce honeybee colony losses, and restore pollinator habitats. Longtime beekeeper and bee expert Lynn Williams had a very interesting perspective on bees.
Einstein wrote in his memoirs, "Man can reproduce almost everything except the honeybee. And without the honeybee, mankind is extinct."
National Institute of Food and Agriculture funded researchers at Washington State University are using advanced technology to understand the honeybee's past and preserve the best of the present in order to improve the species' future. The team is studying the genetic consequences of parasites and diseases on the honeybee. They're using cryopreservation, or freezing, to store honeybee semen in WSU's honeybee germplasm repository. Identification of desired traits will allow beekeepers to select honeybee strains that are adapted to their specific geographic needs. David Sparks.